It's just enough. Sports.
Basketball, NBA trade deadline looms tonight. And the Utes, or I'm sorry, rather the Jazz, are thinking about trading Trey Burke. But the point is can we get somebody that we like from him? And what do we have to give up along with Burke? And it's centering around Houston. They're trying to see if they can grab a... boy, this is a terrible sports. I apologize already.
That's okay.
No.
Does that suck for Burke?
I mean, they're trying to get Ty Lawson. No. And then the Rockets want somebody else from Burke, and they're thinking they're going to have to give up some draft picks for him. So I don't think the deal is going through. But it may. And there you go.
And deadline's tonight.
Deadline is tonight. Duke has a new hated player. Duke, by the way, went and upset North Carolina, fourth-ranked North Carolina last night. Mm-hmm. North Carolina had a chance to win. They had 20 seconds left to go, and it's a one-point game, 74-73. And instead of using one of their three timeouts to set up a play, they just kind of bumbled around and then put up an awkward shot, which was then tipped to this douchebag, the new hated guy for Duke, Grayson Allen. Duke has always got a hated white player on it, mm-hmm. in the vein of Christian Laettner. And Grayson Allen is the new guy. If you guys want to
hate the screen here.
Because he's a dirty player.
Oh, yeah.
You can see him here.
It looked intentional to me. When it was live, I thought it was done purposely.
Oh.
But who knows? I mean, you can't read a kid's mind.
Player over him.
See his legs going out, then it comes back here. No, that looks purposeful to me.
Yep, tripped him intentionally. This is a guy that BYU is going, man, we really missed the boat on that guy. Should have taken
it. He belongs here.
That's right.
He can
totally
nut punch
like no one else.
Yeah. Sad.
So Grayson Allen is the new hated white boy on the block. If you are wondering which white boy to hate from Duke, it's him.
Good.
And finally, pitchers and catchers reported yesterday. Yeah, do you want to hear what happened?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Pitchers and catchers reported. So, this guy with a really strong arm threw it to me after I put on a glove and I squatted down.
Nice.
Yep. I got a really strong arm and that guy squatted down and put on a glove, so I threw it to him.
Wait.
Yep. There's the pitchers and catchers report.
What does that mean? What was the pitchers and catchers report?
They just reported. That was it.
When I was a kid, I never understood that the quote unquote sort of start of baseball was when pitchers and catchers report.
I see.
To spring training.
So they just report for duty, like they show up.
Yes, that's okay. Reporting for duty.
Not.
I brought my strong arm. Okay. I brought my glove.
We're live with a man on the street, and there's a catcher and a pitcher throwing the ball to him, and yes, they've made the catch.
Haven't you watched CNN? It's no good-looking news anchors or Wolf Blitzer. It's just pitchers and catchers reporting today. It's really wonderful. Beautiful.
Okay.
I've been
that symbolizes
before.
The start of baseball for a lot of people.
I knew it started. I just didn't know about the pitchers and catchers.
You know Jared, our web guy, he was walking around yesterday. He was like, you hear what happened? I was like, what? He's like, pitchers and catchers reported. I went, oh, not one of these guys. Baseball doesn't actually start until August, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
But it's reported.